led me to call, I would like to see DOD-wide every civilian contractor fired that has any new PT. We'd get rid of all of us. There's a case where the baby needs to be thrown out with the bathwater. There is nothing that my industry can provide for you guys that you couldn't have figured out on your own. Nothing. Nothing. How important has university been to how you shoot? At all? Did you guys learn to shoot at Harvard or UCLA? Is that where it comes from? How about tactics? Were those taught to you by professors? No? PT is no different. There's nothing that my industry has to offer you that you couldn't figure out on yourselves, and you'd be better off if you'd gone that route. Yeah, I'm ashamed of what my industry's done for you. I tell people that if combat were an NC2A D1 sport and everyone involved with it professionally and drawn from the civilian end, would be jobless and fired. If I treated soldiers, if I put the same care into basketball that's been put into combat PT, the unemployment would be called for. Sorry, that came up. Fix it. You have the ultimate power. Dumb. We want our stuff. Free Dan Wilson. He didn't take the gear. The CO sent him up to go get it. He went and got it and left. He went off to the war college. It's not at his house. It's still there. To say that he improperly, illegally received equipment from CrossFit is profoundly untrue. And the people that instigated it bragged about the effect of it and how untrue it was to Marines. Told them, watch this. This will put an end to this shit. Sir. Oh, I'm in trouble.
No. We were off, we got offered the gear, and I asked the lawyer. I said, hey, I want to take this gear. Can I take the gear? So we went, and there's apparently a number of other people asking the same question. I didn't know. I think I understand. I didn't know the rest of the story. And I know Dan Wilson. So what I'll do tomorrow is I'll email that SJA, General Walker, and I'll say, Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, with Operation Baby. What's going on? Now, he'll probably tell me the same thing he told me last time, which was it's with the Secretary of the Navy. And who is the Secretary of the Navy? Mr. Winter of the class. So there's, I don't even know if the new Secretary has been confirmed. I think it's Mr. Penn is acting. So we don't have a confirmed SecNav, so hard to get a decision until you get somebody in the office. So I'll check on it. In the meantime, I've got COA B, and then I'll work that out with the people here on the island. So I've asked them to buy us the gym. They run the gym. It goes back to the safety area of the gym. You go to K Bay and you want to use kettlebell, you got to go outside. Okay. It works in Hawaii, it doesn't work here in the rain.
Thank you, Joe. And I was embarrassing thing I could bring discord in your house. I don't want any of that for sure. It was such a simple thing to get equipment, on the cheap in mass and give it away. I couldn't have foreseen any of this. One thing for sure, our success in business is a lot about politics. Many of you have figured out a way around this. And I also wanted to encourage you, while putting pressure to get this thing resolved amicably, let's don't make the situation worse. Don't go in and inflame the people at MCCS. No, not on my behalf. It won't do any of us any good. Bear with it, be patient, but talk amongst yourselves. There's a nice group of you understand the politics better, make it happen and be patient. And I know that's not much of an answer, but things are less than ideal, but I'll tell you what, it's improved so much over the past year and a half, 2 years. We'll get there. We'll get there. Sir.
Yes, I got two parts of this question. Is one is, if an individual is injured, it seems like, and I've never done CrossFit, but it seems like the core exercises of CrossFit are explosive movements. And so if you have an individual that's doing CrossFit but gets injured, are there compensatory exercises that he can do to continue CrossFit? And is CrossFit tailored toward, can it be tailored toward age groups? Like, you know, someone young, someone in the middle age.
We run kids classes with toddlers, and we run seniors classes with people that are medically feeble or frail. So to answer your last question first, absolutely. But in terms of working around injuries, and let's just, for discussion's sake, not limit those to anything that was induced by CrossFit, let's just talk about working wounded in the most generic sense. I've got a kind of a two-pronged notion of rehab. The obvious and easy and universal one is that I want to regain lost capacity, but that's easy. That's simple, not easily done, and it may very well be that you're going to get 100% back, 110%, or 50, 30, 0. You know, you sever the spinal cord, I don't know what to do for you, you're paralyzed. Some things just don't get better. But there is another aspect of rehab that's vital, it's critical, and it's at least as important as the obvious flip side of recapturing lost capacity, and that is that real rehab, the best of rehab, will cause you to acquire some capacity that you would not have acquired had you not been hurt. And that's the part that is so often neglected and is actually just a miracle in application. I'll give you an example. We had a SEAL that had torn a meniscus, not doing CrossFit, but something else. Ended up with a surgical repair, a full-length cast on the right leg, and it was 6 weeks of no load bearing, and 12 weeks total, you know, in the cast and all that it was. And so we started doing other things, because he called me up and said, "Coach, I feel like suck starting at 45. I got the channel remote on, and I'm drinking beer, and I'm just spiraling down real fast. What do I do?" So I brought him in, and I told him, "Hey, dude, you know, you're 6 foot tall, 215-pound braised redhead, I'm going to turn you into a gymnast." And it was rope climb and on the rings and just working around, what compensating, working around the injury. And immediately what we saw was an improvement in the mental attitude. Had him on a concept two rower with a leg in a cast and a frisbee, and he's just sliding that extended leg on the ground, rowing with the one leg. Epic sight. Now, upshot is that 12 weeks later, I got a guy whose cast is off, leg is good. He's currently got a 240, 250, 60-pound snatch. But forget that part. At 215 pounds, he ended up with 60 pull-ups. How many guys at that weight at 60 pull-ups? And here's what we got out of rowing with one leg. He's now got like a 629, 625, 2K on the Concept 2 rower. Anyone spend enough time on that thing, give me a show of hands, understand how good that is, and it's damn near good enough to get you a spot on a college crew. Many colleges, non-D1, it would. You tell a coach, "I got a 625 2K, you're on the team, welcome." And develop some inordinate capacity that had you not been injured, you wouldn't have gotten. And that's been our message at the Wounded Warrior Group, of working with the guys in Intrepid. I don't know if you've seen the videotape with us and Kyle Maynard, but he's just been a remarkable inspiration to all of us. He did something amazing at that at the Intrepid group we went to. He gets up there, hobbles up on his little stool, and sits there and looks at these guys in various state of disrepair. And it's just wonderful, kind of pregnant pause, and looks at him, and he says, "I feel so sorry for you." And it was so cool because the guys there, missing an arm, a leg, two legs, we're like, "Fuck you, you feel sorry for me? Look at you, father." You know, I mean, they were just so taken aback by him feeling sorry for them. First of all, they didn't want sympathy from anyone at all, but they were willing for a moment to take it from him because this kid's pathetic compared to me. And then he goes to explain. He says that I can't even begin to conceive of what you've lost, because he was born that way, and the pain and suffering you've gone through. And it was one of the most amazing moments in oration I think I'll ever stand witness to. And to think that this kid's only 22 years old, but he hit these guys like nothing could have ever resonated with them. And Kyle's a living, breathing testimony to just making the best of what you got and putting a big smile on your face about the whole thing. He's a role model for anybody and everybody. God bless you. Thanks.